Lord, you are so wonderful. I cannot even find words to describe you other than you're amazing and you're my Savior and I love you. And Lord, I need your help tonight. I'm nothing. I fail. Lord, you've been speaking to me, showing me my failures. Show me what needs to be done. And Lord, I'm right nervous, right scared about what needs to be done. And God, I pray for help. Lord, I know you don't give me a spirit of fear, but Lord, I just don't want to mess nothing up. And God, I pray that you might lead me tonight. Lord, may you speak to every heart, that the ones that's listening on live stream, the ones here in this sanctuary. Father, I pray tonight that you might move upon us in a mighty way and we might give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for your word. Lord, help us to apply it, I pray. In Jesus' name, I ask all this. Please touch me fresh tonight. And amen. The church, this church, the church is important. And I'm afraid sometimes we take it for granted. Many times we come in and things might not go exactly like we wished it'd go. And we sit there and we wish it could have been different. Wish the service would have been different. Or wish somebody could have been here. Wish something else would have happened. Well, when we think that sometimes, we forget what all he has done. And just because things might be a little low or be a little slow. Now, I understand that we're not going to beat around a big elephant in the room. All right. We're going to be very plain. I know that we discourage. Some are disgruntled. Some are not as happy as they used to be. I know that. And can I tell you, if it's because of people, then you're wrong. Okay? If you're not happy because of people, you're wrong, and you're looking in the wrong place, y'all just repent, tell God you're sorry, and don't do it no more. All right? But if you got a problem with the Lord, then y'all need to have a long talk. Well, I can't find no fault in him. They've been looking for fault in him for 2,000 years, and I can't find no fault in him, neither can nobody else. So I think what I need to concentrate on is that great peace have thee that love thy law and nothing shall offend thee. Now, do I get discouraged over things that happen? Sure. Sure, we all get discouraged. We all get wounded. We all get discouraged. Okay? But anytime somebody wounds me, mere than one is not right with the Lord. If I'm wounded, mere than one ain't right. So I need to seek reconciliation. Or forget it. Okay? Amen, preacher. All right? So that's just simple. But what we don't want to do is take our church for granted. What we don't want to think is that everything's always going to be like it is, because it's not. No. See, this church has been in existence. This church has been in existence, what's it, 83? Is that right? October 83? And it ain't always been like it. Now, there's been highlights. There's been higher days, maybe, than what we're having right now. But we had a good day today. Had a good day today. Church full. New faces, unsaved here this morning. God bless, baptized too. Ain't that wonderful? Yes. I think it's been a great day. And I don't want to take the church for granted. Is that all right? Yes. I don't want to take it for granted. And can I go ahead and tell you this? If you attend here and you've been attending here for a while, then you ought to go ahead and get committed tonight and join the church. So what you ought to do, that you might feel more accountable, maybe. All right? Because there's no sense in you coming for years and not being part of the church. You ought to join the church. Okay? That's what you ought to do. You ought to be a church member. You ought to be accountable. All right? And that's for everybody. That's for all of us. All right? And because if you've been coming here for a long time, then you must like it or you wouldn't come. Right? And you say, well, I'm not saying, if you're still trying to find fault after a few years, then we got a problem. All right? But being coming a while, and you're saved, born again, been saved, baptized by immersion, which that's the only way to baptize anyway, is immersion, then you're welcome to join the church. You're welcome. Everybody understand that? So you ought to be. We're preaching to the church tonight. And you say, well, I don't know if I've ever joined. If you've been saved and baptized, if we baptized you, you're part of the church. We don't baptize nobody and throw them out in the creek somewhere and leave them. If you get baptized in the church, you're automatically a member. And if not, we wrote for your letter of transfer. We've brought you into the church that way. Everybody still okay? If you don't have a letter of transfer, we'll bring in by experience on your profession of faith in Christ, saying that you've been saved, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and you're okay. We'll take you in like that. Everybody still with me? That's how it works. That's how it works here. Now, I don't care how anybody else does it. That's how it works here. Everybody understand that? That's how it works here. All right? Now, again, we don't want to take it for granted. We want to be all we can be for the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you some things tonight, and then I'm going to read a verse of Scripture. I want you to hold your finger in Isaiah, and we'll read a verse of Scripture in just a moment. Isaiah 41, hold your finger there. I'll tell you what verse in a moment. I just want you to go there, hold your finger, then look at me. After you find Isaiah 41, hold your finger there, look at me then. Now, I'm not saying this braggingly. I'm going to tell you what we have. Then I'm going to preach to you a simple message tonight. I'm going to tell you what we have had. In the past 19 and a half years, I want you to listen. I'm trying my best to mind the Lord and trying my best to give us what's going to help us as a church. All right, everybody with me? Everybody listening? Now I want you to listen to me tonight. All right? Now, in the last 19 and a half years, and I gave you a little bit of information here the other Sunday, and I think it blew some of your mind. I think some of you think I was lying, but I want to tell you some things that's went on in the past 19 and a half years. Now, don't matter what's happened before. I wasn't here before. This is what's happened in the last 19 and a half years. Are you ready? Let's start with the last 6 weeks. In the last 6 weeks, we've baptized 13, had 4 saved at the church, seen 23 saved at camp, 4 joined by letter in the last 6 weeks. That's not a bad 6 weeks. Okay? Now, that's right in the middle of adversity. That's right in the middle of cancers and surgeries and deaths and hospital visits. That's right in the middle of all of that. That's what's happened in the last 6 weeks. To God be the glory. Amen. That's what's happened in 6 weeks. Amen. Right here. Right here. But in 19 and a half years, now listen to me, in 19 and a half years, in all the ministries of the church, in all of our ministry, not our mission field, but what's went out of this church, like Brother Boyd going to Burma, Brother Boyd going to Kenya, all right, our youth camps, our tent meetings, our camp meetings, everything that we do here, all right. There's been over 3,000 professions of faith. That's amazing to me. All right? Listen to me now. I've baptized over 500 in 19 and a half years. Right here. In the creek, in the old baptistry, and right here. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now listen to me now. There's been over $3.5 million come through the church. Did you hear me? Over $3.5 million has come through the collection plate of Mountain State Baptist Church in the last 19 and a half years. I don't know about you, but that blows my mind. Because it ain't in the bank. We give it away, spend it, we've given it and used it for the ministry. Huh? Does that not blow your mind? For Mountain State Baptist Church, ain't none of you people rich. Huh? Now that's over. I could get the direct numbers. Tom's got it all wrote down. Me and him discussed a little bit this afternoon. But that's low ball. Okay? That's low ball. Over $3.5 million. All right? We bought 10 buses, 2 vans. Huh? We built a $400,000 addition. Huh? Yeah. Put your setting ends, a $400,000 addition. We bought 8 acres of property that's paid for. Now, the property's paid for. The money it's owed is on this building. They switched around, so Tom had it switched around, so the property is clear if we ever have to have it. That's good business. And the money's back on the building. We paid the building off and turned right around and put the money right back on the building. It got 8 acres. That if we ever get in a bind, that's worth over $1 million now, the way things is. State Park coming into Summersville and everything. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now, I'm saying all that to tell you there's no need for us to hang our heads. There's no need for us to complain or criticize. All right? We still okay? Now, in Isaiah 41, look here with me, and let's look at verse 20. Can we? That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Is that, to me, that's just amazing. Now, it may not mean nothing to y'all, but as a pastor, I just want you to know that means a lot. Now, that's not everything he's done. There have been many miracles. I stand here as a miracle. I should not be here alive. Daryl Civi stands there tonight as a miracle. He should not be alive. He should not be. Ain't nobody has 2 bone marrow transplants, 6 months of chemotherapy after that, and is sitting there like he is tonight. I done told you, just since October, I've had 2 heart attacks and 2 strokes since October last year. I'm not doing too bad. Huh? Rodney shouldn't be here. Becky shouldn't be here. Jean shouldn't be here. Huh? Everybody still okay? This is what God had done. Brother Rick had a stroke. Brother Boyd's had a stroke. Should not be here. God is good to us. And I don't never want you to take it for granted what you're sitting in and what you have and the fellowship that we have one with another. Philip P. is a big miracle back here. Right? Is this not a great thing? Miss Hope has done had cancer and treatment all this since. She shouldn't be here. These are things that we go through. I want you to praise the Lord about things like that. That's why I'm not going to come into church defeated. And I'm not going to come into church with my lip hanging down. Yes, there is other things. Yes. But look how many people's come to Christ. And I want to encourage you with that tonight. Are we still okay? Now, I've been trying to encourage you. I've sent out messages and calls and everything this week trying to get you to make sure you're here. Because I want you to be more of a part. You understand me tonight. We're a family. We are supposed to be a family. But the thing is, we act like we're family. That's the bad thing. Call her up a myth tree over this one and over that one. We got her lips stuck out. Won't speak to that one. Won't do this to that one. Just act like family living in the same house. Right? Yeah, that's right, Till. That's our family. You're exactly right, son. Now, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
But then we're supposed to be what we just sung.
Right. You're right. Exactly.
All right? As a church. That the church might go on. All right? Turn to Joshua chapter 1. We're going to preach to you just for a minute. Joshua chapter 1. Yes, sure. That is right. That is right. I don't want to leave you out. That's right. It was there and then it's gone. Yeah, it was there and now it's gone. Hallelujah. All right. Everybody okay? Joshua chapter 1. Now, I've done preach. We're just going to preach. Joshua chapter 1 says, now, just give you a little bit. Now, if you got a heading in your Bible, it's a very good, exciting heading, introduction to the book of Joshua, because it gives a comparison here that Joshua in the Old Testament is parallel to Ephesians in the New Testament. All right? Joshua in the Old Testament is a good comparison to Ephesians in the New Testament. On Christian living and adversity and warfares and conflicts and the power of God. Okay? Everybody still with me? Now, the book of Joshua is going to speak about Canaan and Canaan land. And as that heading says, it cannot mean heaven because there's conflict in Canaan land and there's no conflict in heaven. So, but there is conflict in a Christian life and a Christian walk. There is conflict. Everybody still with me? In Ephesians, it talks about heavenly places, and I'm already blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in chapter 1, and I'm accepted in the Beloved, all right? But then it tells me to put on my armor, all right? Put on the whole armor of God because I'm going to have conflict. Everybody still with me? So that's just a parallel, like Leviticus and Hebrews, and like Ezekiel and Daniel and Isaiah and Revelation. We okay? There's parallel chapters, parallel books of the Bible. We still okay?
Yes, sir.
And Joshua and Ephesians is a good parallel. Now, let's go on. Chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord..." That's who he was. That's who Moses was. He was a servant of the Lord. "It came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise." I'm going to stop right there and give you the title tonight. And it's "The Church Now." The Church Now. It says, "Moses, my servant, is this, now, therefore, arise, go." That's our text verse tonight, and that's our title tonight, is "The Church Now." Right now. Right now. Mountain State Baptist Church, right now. All right? This is a message for us tonight. Now, if I look at what all is being said here with Moses being dead, my servant Moses is dead. Moses stands for some things. Do you know that Moses was the only thing that the children of Israel knew about God? What Moses told them. That was it. He was a spiritual voice. He got all the information up on the mountain. He told the children of Israel. And they went by what Moses said. All right? So Moses is a good example. Would you agree to that? I believe he's a good example. All they knew now. But then Moses wasn't perfect. Now, our church, Mountain State Baptist Church, has had a good past. Moses stands for the past. Moses being a leader in he wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That's who authored the first five books of the Bible was Moses. Then we have Joshua. All right? Now, we have new leadership. All right? We have a new day. We have a new program. We have a new goal, a new purpose, if you would. And this church, Mountain State Baptist Church, started right. It started as a church plant from Victory Baptist Church over at Beaver. That's our mother church. We're not started off of a split. We didn't get mad and run down the road and start a place like a lot of places do. Them are not of God. I'm just going to tell you that that's the way it is. All right? What they need to do is store hay in them and go back and repent where they was and go back there or get somewhere else where God can use them. Okay? Now that's just the way it is. All right? But this is a church plant. We wasn't planted in Summersville. We was planted in Mount Nebo. That's where we was planted on Old 19. All right? But because of losing the building, they acquired this property. And we was allowed to move here. All right? Everybody still with me?
Yes.
And we got a past. Everybody's got a past. There are some people can't let go of the past.
Yeah.
There are some people who can't even let go of the past in the last few years.
Yeah.
All right? But there's some that can't let go of the past of when the church started. And the only one, I reckon the oldest one here now, Miss Agnes ain't here, I reckon in the sanctuary tonight would be Brother Gene and then Tom and Betty. That would be the oldest ones here that's been here from the get-go. All right? Gene, I think Gene was first, and then Tom and Betty come, and then the rest of us have just filtered in here. All right? But here we are. Everybody still with me? So there's a path. Like Moses and the children of Israel, they've seen heydays of the past. See, Moses, when Moses led the children of Israel, they saw miracles, did they not? Can I tell you, there's miracles in the past for Mountain State Baptist Church. There's miracles. You know, there was a miracle when Moses come up to the Red Sea and it parted and they crossed over. It's a miracle when he went out and asked God for bread and God just went ahead and threw him down manna every day for 40 years. It was a miracle when he went over to the rock and the water poured out of the rock. You know, it's a lot of water to give 2 million people something to drink. I just want you to know that was a lot of water. Huh? Kind of gushed out. Huh? So they've seen some great things. But can I tell you, there's some things they saw that they didn't plan on. All right, they saw some missed opportunity. There were some things that happened with Moses. Moses didn't get to go to Canaan. He missed an opportunity. Can I tell you, if we go back and look too far in our past, we're going to find a lot of missed opportunities, ain't we? A lot of missed opportunities. Everybody still with me? Trying to go slow so we're all on the same page here, all right? They had to overcome some things. Joshua was going to have to overcome some things. He was going to have to overcome some success. Do you know that Joshua, to take over for Moses, he was going to have to overcome everything that Moses done right?
Yeah.
But he's also going to have to overcome everything that Moses done wrong. Because it's always going. You know that pastors are always compared to the one before them? Did you know that? Y'all might not know it out loud. I don't know how you compare me to anybody, but I'm compared to everybody. And I'm sorry, I ain't like nobody. But I'm compared. I'm compared to Mike Long. I'm compared to Joe Schaefer. I'm compared to Chick Carr. I'm compared to them people. I'm compared to Lynn Schieffer. I'm compared to Lonnie Strickland. I'm compared to Alvin Blankenship, Joe Brown. I'm compared to all the preachers around this area. But I ain't like nobody. I ain't like nobody. But so there's things I've got to overcome. See, I've got preachers in my family. You know, when I started, I was compared to Daddy and my Papa. If I preached hard, I was like my daddy. If I preached in love, I was like my papa. That's the way I was compared. Right? And I had to overcome that. Do you know that the church has to overcome any success or any failure? It's always a battle. Joshua was fixing to do this the very same thing. They was going to have to overcome. Can I tell you tonight that Mountain State Baptist Church now, right now, the church now is going to have to overcome some success and it's going to have to come over some failure. We're going to have to swallow some pride and overcome our success of what we saw. And then we're going to have to make sure our heart and mind is clean to overcome some failures and some disappointments that we've had in the last while. But what we can't do is keep living in the past. We can't keep living in the past of 19 years. We can't keep living in the past of the last 10 months. Are you hearing me? Now let's go on. Joshua is going to have to give up some, and the children of Israel are going to have to give up some past comforts. Not just some past success, and not just some past failure, but there's going to have to be some comforts give up. Now, I want you to turn over to Joshua chapter 5. Just hang with me. Hang with me now. Joshua chapter 5. Everybody understand me tonight. Joshua chapter 5, verse 11. It says, "And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow, after the Passover, unleavened cakes, parched corn, in the self same day. And the manna ceased on the morrow, after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." No more comfort. No more not worrying about food. No more were they going to go out in the morning and the manna that God sent be laying there. No more. We're going to be there no more. For 40 years, every day, they gather up enough manna to do them all day long. It was wonderful honey-flavored biscuits from heaven right off the coals of God's oven. And they got it every morning for 40 years. And the bakery went out of business. No more comfort. No more comfort. You and me both have enjoyed comfort in this church. We've come and been blessed. We've come and we've seen miracle. We've come and seen provision. We've come and seen things some of us have never even heard of. Huh? But now, it's the church now. Yeah. How many of you have only been here 10 years? Hold your hand up if you've only been here. Hold your hand up high where I can see him. If you've only been here 10 years, hold your hand up. All right. Several hands. Can I tell you that you have enjoyed the labors of others' hands? You have enjoyed the sacrifice of other people? How many not have just been here 15 years, this side of 15 years? Hold your hand up. Hold your hand up. See, you're the same way. You've not seen the sacrifice that was given. You've not seen where there wasn't no money in the bank to pay the bills. You've not seen where the missionaries wasn't going to get their money had somebody not paid it out of their own pocket. You've not seen that. You've not seen the price of not enough money in a bank account. Did you know that when I come here, there was a time that even now that there was just enough money in the bank to pay our salary? Was it not, Tom? I mean, if they wasn't some jiggling, they wasn't no money to pay the salary. Did you know that? But most of you not seen that. Most of you not wondered and prayed, "We ain't got no money for the missionaries this month. We ain't got no money for the gas bill, for the buses." Are you following what I'm saying? See, there's some things that we have taken for granted. And we've enjoyed the comfort food that everything's been handed out. And you've come into where the young people were thriving. And you've come into where we had a youth choir. And you've come into where the buses was already rolling. Huh? It's not what you've done. You've added to it. You've helped, yes. But there was things already happening, is my point. And it's comfort food. Joshua, no more manna. No more manna. The church now, can I tell you, we can't live off what we've had. We can't go back and live off what we've had. We can't go over somewhere. We as a church, you and me, now, we're going to have to start even tonight for the church now and commit to go further than we've ever been in the past. We've coasted. We've fretted. Huh? This morning we was over 300 again this morning. Did you notice that? Did you notice we had a good crowd this morning? We're over 300. What a blessing. What a blessing. With everybody that was gone this morning. Huh? Are you following what I'm saying? She said, yeah, but we used to have. Yeah, but look what we have now. Look what we have now. It's the church now. I want you to understand tonight. The church now. But there were some things they was going to have to overcome. Are you still following me? They had to overcome some success. They was going to have to overcome some failure. But they was going to have to overcome some comfort. Now, I hate to say this. I don't want to discourage you. I don't want to, but y'all know I'm a realist. I like that. It's just the way it is, the way it is. You know, we've had, me and Carolyn was talking about this week, I believe. Do you know that in 19 years, we ain't had more than a dozen funerals out of the membership of this church? Out of the people that attend? Do you realize that? I'm not trying to discourage you, but somebody's going to die. I'm not trying to discourage you. We're going to die. Like some of us are going to die. But seriously, we ain't seen the hard time. Now, we've had some people leave that we loved. Sure. But that was their choice. That wasn't ours. But you know they've left for 19 years. They didn't just leave us last year. These people left I've loved for 19 years. And they go somewhere else. And more power to them. If that's what they want to do, more power to them. I'm not mad at a soul. Not upset. Had not nary a hard feeling toward anybody that's ever left in 19 years. Not one. Do I wish they'd all come back? Well, for the most part. I'm not going to lie about it. For the most part. If they'll do right, all of them.
Right. Amen.
Right? But there's people who's left the country. I mean, they don't even live in the state. You know, we've had them go everywhere. And I'm not mean-mouthing nobody. I ain't going to get nobody. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay? But the comfort days are gone. We're going to suffer some things. We're suffering some hurt right now. We got people that's dear to us that's going through some things that is actually killing us. And we ain't a thing we can do about it. Our heart hurts. We do have that sympathizing tear. We do. I can't tell you the comfort days are over. It's going to be time for you men. For you men. Every one of you men. To commit to go all you got. Because if you'll do it, your wives will follow. Your children will follow. Do you know that? Now we can get commitment out of a woman. We get sacrifice out of a woman. We can get commitment out of a woman. But we need the men.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
To sell out. Huh? For the church now.
Yeah.
For the church now. Okay? We okay? We need it now. Now let's look. Give you three things tonight if I can. Let's look at verse 2 and 3. Everybody still with me? Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. First thing I want you to notice in verses 2 and 3 tonight is that the present, right now, the church now, it requires action. It requires action. Now, I'm not saying this to make you feel bad. I'm not saying this to put you in a bind. I'm not saying this to down you. But I'm going to ask you this. I've asked you for 3 weeks already to bring somebody unsaved to the church house. How many have you brought? How many have you brought? You know hundreds of people like I do. How many have you brought? The church now requires action from the people now. From us now. It requires action from us now. We can't go off what's in the past. We can't go off the past. We can't go off the previous successes, the previous failures, We're not going to have the comfort. Now it's up to us. It's up to us. Do we have enough influence with our friends and family and our acquaintances that we can bring one lost person to the house of God in a month? If we can't, then do we need recommitted? Or do we need repentance? Or do we just require the action? I don't believe we're bad people. I don't believe you're bad people. I believe everybody here wants everybody saved. I don't think you got anything in him. But I'm telling you, it required the present now. Joshua was told by God to arise, not just get up, but go. Get up and go. Move. Arise. Go forward. And every place your foot touches, it's yours. Every place your foot touches, I'm going to give it to you. I don't care where you go. You go north, south, east, and west. You go where your foot touches, you can have it. Huh? It requires action. Now, I'm going to ask you, and these three things I'm going to show you, I'm going to ask you, are you willing to get up and go? Are you willing? Men, I'm going to preach to you. I do believe. I believe with all my heart. Cheryl Ann will go where I go, wherever I ask, wherever I say, let's go, she'll go. She's done proved it in the past. Men, I believe if you decide, I believe your wife will go right with you. Now, she may growl a little bit. She might. She may be scared to death. She may not have the same faith you do, but you just go ahead and go. Young men, some of you young men, huh? I want to get my mighty men started. All right? But for me to get some mighty men started again, there's going to have to be some change in you and your actions. My mighty men I had before, they got spiritually hungry. McKinley, and Zach, and Linton, and Jake, and Jared, Corey, Matthew, Drew, who else? Pig ears and I mean, there was a hunger. Yeah. Huh? There was a hunger. We had fun. We laughed. We eat. Yeah. We go places and eat and have a ball. Go camping. Went swimming down the river. Huh? But yet there was a spiritual hunger. And now I see you here. Huh? I see you here in church. Married with your families. I see you here doing riding buses. That's wonderful. It's time for some of you young men. Huh? It's time for you to be active. Huh? We okay? Me, I need to be more active. Listen, God is raising me up. Y'all don't know what God's doing for me in the past 3 weeks. You don't have a clue. I can move my foot. I don't have my leg brace on. I can move my foot. Huh? Y'all know I ain't moved my foot in over a year?
Amen.
Huh? And I can move my foot. No, it ain't the best. I can almost tap it. Huh? I gotta concentrate on it. You say, well, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. I can't get my arm all the way up, but I can get it out here now. Huh? I can't get it up like that, but I can get it there. And if I hug you right close, I can hurt you again. Because right here, I'm as strong as I was 20 years ago. Right here. Are you hearing me? I got my grip back. Huh? But God, I don't know what God's got in store. I may die tonight. Hallelujah. Rick Vance asked me a while ago. I was in a prayer room. He said, "You ready to meet Jesus?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Go close the door." I didn't know what he was going to do. I got him to shut the door. I mean, I'm ready to go. But I'm ready to do more than that. The doors have been open. I've been active. I've been visiting. Me and Cheryl visited yesterday. I've been visiting through the week. I've been working a little bit on the side. I've been working at home. I've been studying more, praying more. I've been excited.
Amen.
Huh? I'm ready to go on. But are you? Huh? It ain't going to be a preacher that builds the church. It's going to be the church. Huh? We okay? But the present, the church now. I'm preaching to you tonight about the church now. You men. You men. I don't see a sissy in none of you. Huh? I don't. I don't see a panty wasted, not a man here tonight. Huh? It's time that we go on. It requires action. Now, can we be real open tonight? Everybody still okay? Boyd and Gene's probably going to end up in Kenya. All right? Who's going to take Boyd's place? Somebody's going to. You said, well, he don't do nothing anyway. Well, then you do. Then you come with me and we'll get you to do the job. I'm just telling you, who's going to step up to the plate? Can I be honest tonight? Can I talk to you? Are we okay? Talk to me now. Can I be honest with y'all? Who stepped up to the plate when I got sick? Nobody. Boyd and Rick picked up a little bit, but who y'all took over? You didn't. You got down the mouth because the preacher was sick.
That's true.
It's the present church, Mountain State Baptist Church, August the 16th, 2023, the present church, the church now requires action. The present church now requires action from you men. And the ladies will follow and the church will go on. Let the church roll. I just now thought of an old song. It don't go exactly like what I'm preaching, but it says, as a preacher in the church, you won't do right. Lord, what shall we do? What, kick him out? Kick him out and let the church roll on. There's women in the church who won't do right. You know, Lord, what shall we do? You may hear that song. You may ever hear that song. Huh? And then there's women in the church with paint on their face. That's how this all goes. It just came to my mind. Lord, what's your name? Take a rag, wipe it off. Let the church roll on. And there's just things that need to be done for the church to move on. That's what I'm telling you. Y'all got it tonight. There's just some old songs that you've heard that one, ain't you, Liv? Did you ever hear that one? Probably sung it. But anyway. It requires action. The present church requires action. There was a time in the last few years that we averaged 140 on buses. We've lost 100. There was a time we was averaging 140. I was driving a bus from Fayette County, so was Paul Seward. We was running two buses from Fayette County. See? 140 on buses. You remember our high day? Our high day is 428. Y'all remember that? Anybody remember that? That was our highest day. 428 people. It was our highest day. We've been over 400 four times. Huh? That's a lot of people. Over 400 four times. Do you know our average 3 years ago was 355? Or 2020. Before COVID. B.C. Huh? 2020 B.C. It was, that's a long time ago, right? Before COVID, our average was 355. But we can't go off that. Huh? It's the church now. Present church now requires action. And I'm begging you men. I'm begging you men tonight to come up to the plate and commit your life or rededicate your life or draw a line in the sand and says, I'm going to stand right here and do right and do all, give all. It's us tonight that needs to do that. And I believe the women will follow. I believe the women will follow. Next thing, let's look on. I'm about done. So we got the present requires action. The present. You know, we need soul winning and we need... I have not given up on a new church building.
Amen.
We need a new church building. We ain't got room to do what we need to do right now. We just don't have the room. And he said, well, it costs too much money. Yeah, it does. But we've done had $3.5 million come through this place in 19 years. Well, I'm wanting to tell you that we can finance something and it can go in 20 years and we have $3.5 million. I'm just telling you things are possible. We okay?
Yes, sir.
Huh? And I'm not going to be smart aleck and say we got all the money that's in your pocket. God's got all the money and he'll send it somewhere.
Yes,
huh? And no, I'm not going to ask you to play the lottery, but if you do, tithe. Listen to me. I would love to have a young couples group that we could advertise. I would love to have that. To where we had young couples. I would love to have it where we had a classroom for young couples that's having kids. We need some parental training. Because all coming your kids are heathen. They don't mind and you need to be taught how to make them mind. I mean, that's just the way it is. And we need a class for that. We okay? I mean, just the way it is. Me and Greg's already talked about it. We'd love to have a teen church. Huh? There's not but 3,000 teens in Nicholas County. I don't know why it would be hard. That's just in Nicholas County. 3,000 in school. I'll take a tithe off that. I'll take 10%. I'll take 300 of them. What I want you to know, it's going to require action, though. We still okay? You say, well, how do we do this? How do we do this? Well, I can't do it. I can't do it in my strength. All right? So let's look at verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. The present requires action, and the promises of God are personal. He said, I will not fail thee, you. God's not going to fail none of us, and no one, the devil or anybody else, will be able to stand again the church if the church gets together like it's supposed to. Let the enemies come. Let the enemies come. And the church will not fall. Y'all with me? Y'all understand what I'm telling you? And the promises of God are personal. He's not going to fail me. Huh? Men, I want y'all to open your Bibles. If you got your Bible, open your Bible. Open your Bible. Put it on the board. Let's read it. Men, I don't want the women saying nothing. I want the men. Look on the board, your Bible, however you do it. Look at verse 5. Let's read it together. This is a promise. This is what God said. Let's read it together, can we? There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. That is a promise, hallelujah, from God. That is a promise. Huh? Now, how many of you men believe the Bible? If you're a man, you believe the Bible. Hold your hand up tall and hold up high. You believe the Bible? He said he ain't going to fail us. He ain't going to forsake us. He's going to stand right there with us. And nobody, it's not because of our strength, but because of his strength. Nobody's going to be able to stand against us. In other words, we can push on for the Lord and there's no stopping where Mountain State Baptist Church can go.
That's right.
Huh? We still okay? The present requires action. And the promise of God are personal. But I want you to look at something else. The purpose of God is for us to be strong. God was meek. Christ was a meek man, but he wasn't weak. He was meek. But ain't nobody any tougher than what my Savior was. There ain't nobody more of a man than what my Savior was. They beat the hide off of him and he never even gritted his teeth and said nothing. Never moaned, never cried. He took it. They drove the nails in his hand and he never whimpered. They drove the nails in his feet and he never pulled them back. They ran a spear through his side and all he said was, with a loud voice, it's finished. Yeah. Huh? Toughest man that ever was. Huh? The toughest man that ever was. Ain't it wonderful? He don't want us to be weak. He don't want us to be a weak church. People say, yeah, but you're in the last days, Dennis, so we need to be stronger even more. Huh? We need to be stronger anymore. Even more. And the purpose of God is strength. Look at verse 7 through 9 here if you don't believe it. Let's read it. Everybody still with me? Well, let's just start at verse 6. It says, be strong and of good courage. Amen. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou what? Strong and what? Very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, according to what this book says, according to which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. See where our strength's at? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. But it says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So in verse 6 it says, be strong and good courage. Verse 7 says, be strong and very courageous. Verse 8 says, be strong. Or verse 9 says, be strong and of good courage. That's three times there in what, three verses? He tells us to be strong. He wants us to be strong. Can I tell you tonight that the purpose of God is strength? He wants this church to be strong. We need to be strong in prayer. We need to be strong in witness. We need to be strong in praise. We need to be strong in worship. Huh? We need to be strong. Us. We got to. They're not going to. It don't matter what they do. Us, right here. We've got to be. We've got to be strong. We've got to be courageous. Huh? We've got to stand. Huh? Let me ask you men. How many of you men, now look at me, how many of you men would defend your family if somebody come into your house to hurt your family? How many would defend their family? Hold up. I want to see you. I want to see you men. Okay. You ready? They're coming to hurt your family. Are you ready to stand? The enemy, the devil, is coming to take your wife and take your children and take your grandchildren and damn them to hell if all possible. Will you stand? Will you stand? Huh? How many would help their neighbors if they seen somebody coming in trying to hurt their neighbors? How many would run to their neighbor's rescue? I would. He's coming after your neighbors. The enemy's coming after your neighbor's children. Huh? These bus kids. These ones that come on a bus. You better not hurt one of these bus kids in my presence. You better not. Whether you know it or not, I'm not saying this braggingly, but they was years ago, they was one of our bus kids got beat up. He got beat up by his stepdaddy. And I went to the chief of police down here. The sheriff, not chief of police. And I said, this is what happened. And I'm going to fix it. But I wanted you to know, so when you find him laying in the ditch, I want you to know that Preacher Mark is the one that done it. Right or wrong, that's what I did. You know what he told me? I'll handle it. I'll handle it. I said, okay, but it'll have to be handled this week. So, 2 days later, guess who I seen walking up the street? Was his stepdaddy. But his arm was in a sling, and he had tape on his eyebrows. And he was taken care of. And you know, I never heard of no more trouble in that home. Now, right or wrong, I just want you to know, I'm going to defend them kids. I'm going to defend your kids. And nobody's going to hurt your kids or my kids. But not just that way. I'm going to defend them spiritually. I'm going to spend hours in prayer. I just want to go ahead and tell you that praying an hour is not hard. An hour is not nothing. If you've never prayed an hour, I encourage you to get along with God and pray an hour. It's not hard. Huh? 2 hours ain't hard. What gets hard is all night. That gets a little tougher till you get used to it. We okay? Talk to me, men. It's time that we act again. Because the present church, the church now, requires action. The promises of God are personal, and the purpose of God is strength, and God wants us to be strong. He wants to be strong. Not wimpy, but strong. Strong in the Word. Strong on what's right. Now, I don't have to have an attitude. I'm not going to be strong and tell everybody to go to hell. No. I'm going to be strong and try to keep everybody from going to hell. I don't care who they are, where they're from, what color they are, what their background is. It matters not. Amen. Huh? But I'm not going to do it with a yellow streak up my back. I'm going to stand. I'm going to do it. And men, I'm asking you to do that. I believe men, if you tonight would stand and reach over to your wife and take their hand, they would come to the altar with you and commit with you in anything you want to do. But the men, they're going to have to do it just like Joshua. Well, that's what's going to have to happen. Now, we'll finish up with this tonight. What are you going to do? What are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do? Well, you say, well, I'm old. How many here think they're old? Anybody here think they're old? Any of you men think you're old? Can't do? Huh? But you know what? You know what I see out of y'all? I see y'all doing more than you've ever done here lately. Hey, Jim, you come off a deathbed. You ain't been missing Wednesday night and Sunday night. You come off a deathbed. You ain't supposed to be here. You're supposed to be dead. Huh? He came the other night and said, if you need help with security, let me know. I have police training and everything. He's supposed to be dead. Huh? John Johnson's been retiring for 20 years. Yeah, you've been retiring for 20 years. You ain't going to retire. You ain't going to retire. What did you tell me? I'm going to cut back. How many yards did you cut this week? 30? Huh? 20? 30? Huh? Huh? Are you hearing me? Old Butler retired. Now Shane wish he had it. He's working for Shane. That right, you're at home. No, we're not too old. You know how come I know you're not too old? Old Tom. Tom back there, Tom and Gene. Gene says, I'm old. I'm going to be 80. And he ain't working but welding 12 hours a week now. That's all he's doing. That's in one day. It's awful, ain't it? It's awful. Tom's temporary. Tom's been keeping books temporary for the last 30 years. This temporary. Huh? Hey, old people. Hey, old people. Turn over to the 14th chapter of Joshua. Hey, old people. I want all you old people to read this. All you seniors. All you old people, read this. We okay tonight? Joshua chapter 14. Look at verse 11. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in. This is Caleb, okay? This is Caleb. He's just 84. He's just 84 years old. And he said he was ready for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain. Don't give me no flat ground. Give me a mountain to climb. Give me a mountain that I'm going to have to struggle with. Give me a mountain that I'm going to have to rest on. Give me a mountain. But I don't want no flat ground where it's easy. I want a mountain. All you old people. Huh? All you seniors, don't ask for no flat ground. You ask for a mountain. Now therefore, give me this mountain. Whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day now, the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them. He didn't say me and my family. He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go drive that whole outfit out. If the Lord's with me, I'm going to take on the whole outfit. Just give me a mountain. I'm old. I'm 84 and I can do it. What you old people going to do? I'm asking you, what are you old people going to do? How about you middle aged? Let's go back to verse 2 in chapter 1. Moses, my servant's dead. Now therefore, rise and go. All right, Joshua, rise and go. He's middle aged. He's the rest of us. He's that's middle aged. Old people, y'all 84, y'all's are strong. I wouldn't brace any of you old guys. Ain't no way. Y'all won't fight fair. Y'all will hurt me quick. Huh? You'll hurt these young guys quick. You won't fight fair. Huh? Because you ain't got time to play. Because you're ready for war. Ain't none of you men wouldn't put on a uniform and go back and fight for your country. Not every one of you would grab a gun and go. We still okay? But middle age, he just said, rise and go. Rise and go. What are you going to do, middle age? Hey, young man, how about the one younger than me? I'm 60. All right? I'm 60. How about all you 45-year-olds and 40 years old and 30 years old and 25-year-old? What are y'all going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your kids? All us old ones are going to die? You're going to have these kids. Huh? I look here and see Levi and David and Amos and Kenton and Ava, Luke and Lexi. And I see all these little babies. Huh? I can't remember all their names. But too many of them. What are you going to do about them? I'm talking about the church now. What about you really young people? When are you going to start? Huh? I don't know how old Esther was, but I know she was a young virgin lady and she took a stand. Huh? I don't know for sure how old David was. It don't say. He said he was just a young guy. He took a stand. He was tough enough. Hey, boys. He was tough enough that he whooped a lion with his hands. He slew it with his hands. A bear. He didn't run from the bear. Bible talks about it. He didn't take a sling to the bear or sling to the lion. He took his hands and slew them. Just jerk them up. I don't know how old Daniel was. How old was Daniel, Greg? When what he was talking, you showed me there. How old was Daniel when the king threw him in the den of lions and that morning he said, "Oh, king, live forever. I didn't hurt him." Yeah. You know what it says? He said, "I didn't do him no hurt. I didn't hurt them lions." Wait a minute. They threw him in the den of lions. for them to eat him. He said, don't worry, King, I didn't hurt none of them. They're okay. I don't know how old he was, but he wasn't no old man. I'm just asking you tonight, what are you going to do? I don't know how many Timothys they are. I don't know what's going to go on in this church. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what, I know what I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how far you're willing to go. I don't know how far you're willing to push. I don't know how many people you're willing to win. I don't know how far you're willing to, what all you're willing to sacrifice. I don't know. Only you know what you're willing to do. But I'm asking you tonight, what are you going to do? For the church now. For the church now. Now. Right now. Right now. What are you going to do? Huh? I'm giving you my best years. Past 19 years have been some of my best. Huh? Been some of my best. 41 years old when I come here. Getting ready to turn. Well, I wasn't 41. I was 40 when I come here. Huh? Giving you my best. Huh? I'm ready to give you 40 more. You gonna follow me? You willing to follow me tonight? Me and you willing to follow me? I'm asking you. I want you to answer me. Man, are you willing to follow me? Well, you're going to have to commit to do it. You can't just figure on being counted in a bunch. Huh? You're going to have to take a stand and say, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go ahead and go all the way. I'm going to go ahead and do it for the church now. Huh? So I ain't got no rabbit blood in me. I'm not running nowhere. I'm not searching to go nowhere. I'm not looking for another church where it's easy. I'm not looking for nothing. I'm not a little aggravated. I'm not leaving. Y'all vote me out whenever y'all want. That's y'all's business. But I'm not searching. And if you're searching, you've already left.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? If you're searching, you've already left. You just ain't done it yet. We okay? I'm preaching to the church, Mountain State Baptist Church. That's the church that God's allowed me to pastor. I think you're the greatest people in the world. What are you going to do? Father, I'm asking you tonight to speak into our heart. You require some things. And Lord, I pray tonight that we might go forward for you. Forgive me for slack, for slothfulness, for laziness, duelessness. Forgive me. God, give me strength more than I've ever had. Lord, give me strength. Give me a sharp mind. Lord, give me more of a memory. Lord, you've restored my memory. Lord, you're restoring my body. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For restoring me. Now, Lord, help me to use it for your glory. I'm asking you tonight to put upon every man's heart tonight in this church house that they'll, if they don't bring their family, at least they'll come themselves and gather around this altar, oh God, and commit to you for the church now. For Moses is dead, thy servant. Arise and go. Help us tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.